I'm here today talking to James Thompson, Project Manager Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Improving Public Sector Efficiency. James, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Our report's about the public sector's continual drive to deliver efficiencies. We report on the first year, 2008-09, of the Scottish Government's Efficient Government Programme. We also update on how the Scottish Government and public sector have responded to recommendations we made in the 2006 report that looked at the previous Efficient Government initiative. In this report, we make new recommendations and we also provide a checklist to support public sector bodies as they look to respond to our recommendations and make improvements in this area.
And what have you found?
We found the public sector is continuing to deliver efficiencies. In 2008-09, the Scottish Government reported across the public sector £839 million of efficiency savings. This is roughly 3% of the Scottish Government budget and against a target of 2%. However, public sector bodies are facing the biggest financial challenge since devolution. The financial year of 2009-10 is likely to be the peak year for public sector spending for some time to come. And planning for the 2% efficiency savings will not be enough in the future. Public bodies should continue to develop and expand successful initiatives, but difficult decisions and new approaches are going to have to be needed to find other ways to deliver efficiencies and reduce public sector spending. Public bodies should also ensure they have a priority-based approach to budgeting and to spending. They need to improve the information they have on productivity, quality and performance, and they should also extend collaboration and joint working to deliver public services.
And there seems to be a little bit of confusion among the public about, well, what's an efficiency saving and what's just a cut in services. I wonder if you could just explain a little bit about what the difference between those two things is.
An efficiency saving is where a public sector body delivers the same level of service with fewer resources, or delivers an enhanced level of service with the same resources. A cut is just a reduction in the level of service or in the quality of service provided.
Now, you said a moment ago that 2% savings aren't going to be enough to deal with the problems ahead. Is there a level of savings or a figure that public bodies should be aiming for?
Well, forecasters predict the gap between current spending levels and likely future funding of between 7 and 13% by the year 2013-14. In monetary terms, this is a gap of between £2.1 billion and £3.8 billion. The Institute for Fiscal Studies have done some figures on a UK basis, which actually show a wider gap than the Scottish figures I've just talked about, but we can't get firm estimates at this time.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We want to see strong leadership and engagement from leaders in the public sector on efficiency agenda. In particular, in planning for financial challenges ahead, we want public bodies to ensure they're budgeting for and spending on priorities. We want public bodies to improve the information they have on productivity, quality and performance. And we want public bodies to extend their collaboration and joint working arrangements to deliver public services.
Okay, James, thanks very much.